Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues on 96.1 FM WSBT with the NDInsider.com recruiting update. Here's Darren Pritchett, Eric Hansen, and the South Bend Tribune's Fighting Irish football recruiting insider, Tyler James.
Tyler's ready to roll with the latest Fighting Irish football recruiting news. He joins us every Thursday at 5:30. And Tyler, had I known that the Irish football program was looking at a player from Edina, Minnesota, we could have called a handful of former and current Irish hockey players from Edina, Minnesota to tell them all about the great things about the University of Notre Dame. Not that the football program needs any help, but boy, Edina is a pipeline through the years for Notre Dame hockey. Now they have a football player coming from Edina, Minnesota. And Tyler, everything we read, this is an elite offensive lineman, Quinn Carroll. What is your read on this player?
Well, I can tell you, I would not want to see Quinn Carroll headed my way on ice. That would be dangerous. Quinn Carroll is a 6'6", 290-pound offensive tackle. I think he probably the best lineman that Notre Dame has in either the 2018 or 2019 class right now. Very good power, explosion, balanced. I think he could play either guard or tackle. I see a little bit of a Tommy Kramer in him, so I don't know. I think most people project him as a tackle, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up sliding inside. He has good footwork in his pass blocking in the limited clips that I've seen. Pass blocking is usually kind of the hardest thing to project with a lot of these recruits based on what they do in high school, because some of these guys don't play in programs that pass the ball all the time, so you don't get to see that on film as much. But you kind of just, based off what you see, how they keep their feet and how they keep balance, and he seems to be a guy that can do that with relative ease and moves very well for his size. So to go get him out of Minnesota, I know Minnesota certainly really wanted him, and there are lots of other big-time programs that were coming after him. It's a big recruiting win for Jeff Quinn.
Tyler, you know, in terms of the Brian Kelly era, I think only maybe Quentin Nelson was ranked higher than him where Quinn is at this point, and maybe Tommy Kramer was in that same ballpark. But in terms of high-end ceiling type potential with this guy, I mean, are we talking a guy that could be a first-round draft choice someday, or is it just so hard to tell with offensive linemen at this stage of their career?
Well, I can tell you Tom Lemming isn't afraid to say that he could see him as a first-round draft pick. He told me that back in February, and that was well before we knew whether he was going to end up at Notre Dame or somewhere else. He said he felt like that's how good Quinn Carroll is, and he's actually called him a five-star prospect in his mind. I know rivals in 24/7 Sports have him as a four-star recruit. But I do think that is possible. I think, for me, it's tough, like I was mentioning, with the pass blocking. I think that's such a critical part of being an elite offensive tackle that I haven't seen enough of him in that regard to be able to feel comfortable. Obviously, I think it'd be hard to feel comfortable about saying that about anyone, but I do think that it seems like the tool set is there. He seems to be a bright kid, and certainly we'll see if Jeff Quinn can develop him in the same way that Harry Hiestand developed some of the offensive linemen that came here through at Notre Dame.
Still very early in the process, so I'm very hesitant to ask the question, but I'll ask it anyway. Is there any chance, with the way things are going right now, that the 19 offensive line class could be better than the 18 offensive line class?
I think so. I thought 2018 class finished pretty well with Jared Patterson and Luke Jones joining the class, but I don't know that Cole Mabry or John Dirksen are sure things by any means, both three-star recruits. John playing in a small school in Ohio, but certainly has a physical build, and I think Cole's a bit of a raw prospect. So I don't know that was necessarily one of Notre Dame's best offensive line groups. So that if they were able to get the three guys they have now, Andrew Kristofic, John Olmstead, and Quinn Carroll, and add one or two more guys like Azeek Correll, Salim Wormley, some other guys that are highly ranked four-star recruits in this class, I think it's easy to say that the 2019 class could be better than the 2018 class.
Okay, you mentioned some of the targets there, Tyler. How many guys do you think they want in this class, and how much is this Jeff Quinn's stamp on this? How much can we say, you know what, Jeff Quinn is really knocking it out of the park, or are we giving him too much credit?
I think there's a mix of that. I think it's easy to give someone credit when I think we've seen that. I think there's always, and we've talked about this before when Harry Hiestand was recruiting here, there's a larger talent pool when it comes to offensive linemen that want to come play offensive line at Notre Dame that are elite-level offensive linemen than there are other positions. So I think it's easier to recruit offensive linemen to Notre Dame than it is some other positions. But I do think it still takes a coach to take charge of the job, develop relationships with these guys, and convince those kids that he can develop them in the same way that Harry Hiestand did or offensive line coaches before them have. So I think it all works together. I think we'll probably know more in a future recruiting class. I think it's certainly being able to ride off of having Mike McGlinchey and Quentin Nelson just going in the top 10 of the NFL draft. It makes the recruiting offensive line at Notre Dame a lot easier. But anyone that was recruiting against Notre Dame could easily point out, listen, that was Harry Hiestand. He's no longer there. Why do you trust that Jeff Quinn can do that for you? And obviously these kids are trusting that. So you can't really have one without the other, I think, at this point. But it's certainly working in Notre Dame's favor. In terms of the other guys they're looking to get, I think they would be happy with four. But if they could get a fifth, if it's a high-quality guy, I think they would certainly push it to five. Zeke Correll out of Cincinnati, who I mentioned, Salim Wormley out of Delaware, Julius Buelo out of Hawaii are all guys that are trying to get back on campus in June. So all three of those guys are four-star recruits on Rivals, and Zeke has already been on campus previously. So those are guys that Notre Dame is familiar with, and Notre Dame will continue to push for and see how things turn out in terms of getting four or five guys in this class.
The South Bend Tribune's Tyler James talking Fighting Irish football recruiting on WSBT Radio. Eric Hansen, Darren Pritchett with you at 5:38. Tyler, the Irish are hosting a defensive end target this weekend. Who is it?
Yeah, Etonito Rubin. I didn't want to make you say it, so I'll butcher it instead. 6'4", 255-pound defensive end out of Riverside, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City, Park Hill South High School. Notre Dame offered him back in February. He's only a three-star recruit as a strong side defensive end, number 25 according to 24/7 Sports and 38 at the position according to Rivals. But Notre Dame seems to be ahead of the pack when it came to identifying him. Just this past week, he had offers from Texas A&M, Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia. So if you're in on a defensive end that has offers like that, he must be pretty talented. So he's expected to get on campus here this weekend. We'll see how him and Notre Dame fit together, and we'll see if Notre Dame can start to make some ground there and work towards potentially adding another defensive end to this class.
Speaking of adding another defensive end to this class, I'm hoping I'm getting this right. I'll butcher this one. Aeneas DiCosmo included Notre Dame in his top five recently. What are Notre Dame's chances of being the top one in his list?
I think Notre Dame has a pretty decent chance. Aeneas was on campus last summer for the Irish Invasion, and he plans to get back on campus for an official visit in June. He is a 6'3", 220-pound defensive end out of Bergen Catholic in New Jersey, one of the top programs out in New Jersey. And I believe you said the name correctly, so I'm proud of you, Eric. They're up against Stanford, Clemson, Michigan, and Northwestern, so certainly some tough competition there. I know Michigan feels pretty good about where they're at with Aeneas, but the fact that he was on campus last summer is a good sign for Notre Dame. We'll see how things work out when he gets back on campus in June, but another guy that Mike Elston has pushed for as of late, Notre Dame didn't offer until earlier this year, but has gotten itself right in the mix to be a finalist.
Tyler, the Irish can't get everybody, so there was a group of players that committed elsewhere this week. Who stood out?
Yeah, a number of these guys we've talked about before, just wanted to kind of fill people in. Keith McGuire last Friday committed to Clemson, a linebacker out of Malvern, Pennsylvania. Adam Berghorst out of Zeeland, Michigan, a defensive end. He committed to Michigan State, plans to play both football and baseball there. He was on campus this spring at Notre Dame a couple times. Cade Stover, a big-time defensive end out of Lexington, Ohio, committed to the Buckeyes. Notre Dame had him on campus for a couple of games in the past. And Kenyatta Watson, the guy we talked a lot about this spring, I sort of mentioned that it was headed this way, but he did go ahead and commit to Texas on Tuesday, as expected. Notre Dame, having Litchfield Adjovan and Kyle Hamilton at safety, certainly lessens the need for a guy like Watson. And so that's how that played out, and those guys all expect to play somewhere else besides Notre Dame.
Tyler, are there any commitment dates coming up, like in the next couple weeks, for anybody Notre Dame might be close on?
The one that is in my mind is Nana Osafa-Mensah. I believe it is May 19th. So in a couple weeks here, we'll get his verdict. I believe he's making an official visit to Texas this weekend. So those are the two contenders, just like it was for Kenyatta Watson, Notre Dame versus Texas. I think Notre Dame has a better chance with Nana than they did with Kenyatta. And we'll see how things play out. Certainly this weekend we'll go a long way in deciding if Notre Dame's standing is strong enough to pull him out of Texas.
Well, Mr. James, even though we've talked a lot about the class of 2019, nine commitments in that class, is it true the Irish have extended an offer to a player from the 2021 class?
Yes, indeed. It sounds crazy, but it is real. Chaz Chambliss, a linebacker out of Carrollton High School in Georgia, which is actually the same high school that Tyler Newsom attended, he reported an offer. Notre Dame actually offered one of his teammates, a sophomore linebacker, Kevin Swint, on Tuesday. But Chaz is only a freshman. He had 97 tackles, 25 and a half tackles for a loss, and 12 sacks as a freshman. As big-time offers, Georgia, Florida, LSU, Ohio State, Michigan already. So it seems like a pretty advanced recruit, 6'3", 225 pounds. So a guy that Notre Dame wants to get on early, and that's the first guy that I know of that in the 2021 class that has added a Notre Dame offer. So we can officially mark the 2021 class as open for business.
Tyler, my last question is, as you look at this class, Darren asked me this, so I'm going to relay it to you. Big picture, do you think Notre Dame is in a good position to finish strong in this recruiting class? And what do they have to do to get to that point with nine commitments right now?
Yeah, I think they're in a good spot. I think we talked there earlier, probably about a month ago, and we're wondering, okay, what's going to happen with this class? And then they run off a string of five commitments in 5 days, and then add Quinn Carroll this week. So obviously in a much better standing now. I think it was an interesting process to figure out how everything would work out with the early official visits and that working out. And so I think they're in a good spot. I think there's certainly plenty of needs remaining. I think in my mind, quarterback it still needs to be addressed, and I think Notre Dame is continuing to evaluate guys. Tommy Reese is trying to figure out what Notre Dame can do at the quarterback position, because I don't think they want to pass on quarterback in the 2019 class, even though they do have a commitment in the 2020 class. And then continuing to acquire talent on the defensive side of the ball. I know certainly the 2018 class was very good on defense, but it doesn't hurt to keep bringing those guys in. And running back is certainly a position of need that Notre Dame needs to address. Even though they did get the two guys in the 2018 class, they need some more help in the 2019 class because the depth chart isn't very deep. So they need to figure out what they're going to do there. There aren't a lot of top candidates that seem to be favoring Notre Dame at this point.
Well, Tyler, I know you were a dominating lineman in high school, and you tried to win that Bell thing in college. So you're going to Canton, Ohio. Is there anything that you need to tell us about, maybe an award or something, since the Pro Football Hall of Fame is there?
I will not be claiming any awards, but okay. I will be covering the opening regional. It's actually the last regional that it's the Nike Camp circuit that Nike runs with the opening finals in July. So this is the last regional event, so a lot of kids will be out there in Canton trying to get invites to the opening finals in July. A number of guys that Notre Dame is targeting, Zeke Carell, who we mentioned earlier, offensive lineman, Trey Wettig has an offensive line offer, Rodas Johnson, a defensive end, Mazi Smith, a defensive tackle. So there are a number of guys that Notre Dame is in on. Hopefully I get a chance to watch, see how what they look like and how they perform in person, and then also catch up with them about where Notre Dame stands with them in their recruitment.
Very good. What else should we expect in upcoming editions of the South Bend Tribune and online at IndyInsider.com?
Yeah, we'll have some notes coming this weekend with Etzenisa Rubin's visit, and then also certainly once I get back from Canton, I'll have plenty of coverage of the guys I speak to out there.
Tyler, great job as always. Greatly appreciate your time. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, see you guys.
He is the Fighting Irish Football Recruiting Insider for the South Bend Tribune. Tyler James, catch him in the South Bend Tribune, ndinsider.com, and on Twitter at tjamesndi. Always a great follow if you're into Notre Dame football recruiting. A lot of good information there. 14 minutes in front of the top of the hour. We have our My 5 question of the day coming up, and we have to kind of do a redo of a question we asked probably this time last year. And we're thinking about future Notre Dame football schedules. Who would you like to see the Irish play? Alabama has always been on our list. Alabama is going to be on the Irish schedule in 10 years. So I've asked Eric to put together a new five-team list that he'd like to see the Irish play. He'll unveil that list coming up next from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.